You're listening to Hunter Valley Today with Darren Cattruppi. Well, if you're at a Glendale coal operation, you're going to notice something different. And it's the form of advertising, but it's not what you would think. It's not for a chocolate bar or for a TV show. It's for a great cause. And I want to find out more about it. So joining me on the program this morning is Chris Girard, who is the operations manager for the Mount Owen Glendale Mine operation. Chris, good morning.
Good morning, Darren. How are you going?
Very good. So, as I said, it's not advertising for a chocolate bar or a TV show, but it's for Lifeline. So how are you putting Lifeline up in lights at the site?
Look, from our point of view, Lifeline is a service, I guess, that a vast majority of our community have accessed in the past and continue to access. And I guess we're celebrating a partnership with Lifeline and Glencore. And that partnership started in March 2022, and we're doing that in the form of a brand new truck tray that's been painted bright blue that'll be deployed at the Mount Owen Glendale complex.
And I believe it's got the Lifeline logo on it up in lights, so to speak.
I guess it's for us, it's a moving billboard in terms of the service that Lifeline provides the community and provides our workforce as well.
This is a pretty effective way to get the message across because the truck tray is going to be moving about the site, you know, all day, every day, isn't it? So it's really going to be a constant reminder.
Yeah, look, I guess from our point of view, I don't think there's many Aussies out there that haven't been directly or indirectly impacted by suicide. And it's important we get the message out there. There's services like Lifeline, so people know where they can turn in their darkest hour. So, and more importantly, that there's someone there to take their call. So this truck tray, in a sense, is a visual reminder for our workforce and the people, I guess, that we hope to reach of that service.
So just for those technically minded, what sort of mining truck tray is it?
For those in the industry, it's a 793D truck. As you can imagine, a large mine truck that basically carts coal and dirt around our operations. So in terms of the payload of these trucks, you're looking at around 240 tonnes, so worth of material that sits in the back of those. So they're quite large for those that don't know the industry that well.
That's a bloody large sign then, isn't it?
Yeah, it's, and I guess hopefully for us, and it's a reminder for anyone struggling through those hardships of where they can go to and where they can turn to, so yeah.
And Lifeline here in the Hunter region receive about 50,000 calls every year. So that is a lot of calls, and considering the makeup of the Hunter Valley, a lot of those people would be connected with the mining industry. So how did this idea and partnership come together? Was it something that your staff came up with?
I guess the business as a whole identified it. You know, you look at where we've come from with COVID and I guess the additional stress that has been put on people's lives, not just at work, but at home as well. I guess Glencore has identified that this is a pretty important partnership and a very worthwhile service. And as I mentioned earlier, I don't think there'd be a single Aussie out there that hasn't been impacted by suicide at some point in their lives, either directly or indirectly. But I guess that's the reason why Glencore have, you know, partnered with Lifeline and ensuring that there's additional crisis supporters on there able to take these phone calls.
Can you just outline what sort of support Glencore has provided to Lifeline, Hunter?
Yeah, so this partnership has allowed more than $100,000 basically contributed to Lifeline, which sees about 30 additional crisis supporters deployed. The estimate, I guess, from Lifeline there is that they'll be able to take over an additional 8,000 calls each year, thanks to this contribution.
And have you had much feedback from the staff on this yet?
I think when we the bright blue tray rolling around can't be missed. So it's definitely going to be a talking point. That's for sure.
And do you have any further ideas to do this with other trucks in the future?
Yeah, look, we've rolled out trays similar to this, you know, to support such things as a Westpac rescue helicopter. I guess this Lifeline one is our latest one that we're promoting amongst our workforce. So.
Chris, thank you very much for joining us on Hunter Valley today and sharing with us this massive advertising billboard, but it's a billboard with a cause, and it's great to see that workers on site will get that daily reminder that that help is there when, you know, we all ultimately go through, you know, some dark moments.
Yeah, thanks, Darren. I guess that's the important thing. If your listeners take one thing away from this conversation, is that they should get some advice from professional service such as Lifeline if they're experiencing any difficulties. Chris, thanks very much for your time, Darren. Appreciate it.
No problem. Chris Gerard there from the Mount Owen and Glendale Mine. He's the operations manager there, telling us about that great initiative from Glencore. On Hunter Valley Today on 981 2NM.